A federal appeals court has sent the Federal Communications Commission back to the drawing board. The court tossed out a set of regulations governing the number of media properties, newspapers, and TV and radio stations that a single company can own. The FCC drew up those rules and approved them last year. Today, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals said the commission was right to review the rules, but that it had not provided a good justification for some of its actions. NPR's Jim Zeroli joins us now. And Jim, take us back first. What are these regulations, and why are they controversial?
Well, these regulations basically lifted the caps on the number of media properties that a single company can own. This is, of course, a very hotly debated subject right now because there's been a lot of media consolidation in the past few years. So these rules address that. For instance, until now, a single company, say Viacom, was barred from owning a TV station and a newspaper in the same market. There were exceptions to that, of course, but that rule was basically in place. The new rules lifted that. There were also new rules about how many TV and radio stations a company could own in a single local market.
And what were the objections that the court raised about those new regulations?
Well, the court basically went through the regulations very carefully, in a lot of detail, and said it didn't quarrel with the fact that the new rules were being written, but it had a number of problems with the way the commission explained the new rules. For instance, the commission used an index to calculate how much media diversity there was in a single market, but it calculated all outlets the same. For instance, in the New York market, the ABC affiliate, Channel 7, was counted as the same as a small community college station in the suburbs. Likewise, the commission had argued that the media today is actually a lot more diverse because we have the internet. But the court said, what does that mean in a particular market? What if there's no website doing local news content? How can you say there's more diversity? There were a lot of objections like that, and the court said, go back, incorporate these changes, rewrite the rules. By the way, one of the three judges on the court, Judge Anthony Sirica, dissented. He said the court has substituted its own policy judgment for that of the FCC.
But the FCC now is expected to go back and rewrite the rules?
Yes. The ironic thing is that the FCC took up this issue because it was ordered to do so by another federal court. In that decision, the court said the commission had to justify all of the media ownership caps or get rid of them altogether. The FCC tried to address that by coming up with some looser regulations. Now the new regulations have been struck down too. FCC Chairman Michael Powell was quite angry about this today, this latest decision. He issued a statement saying the ruling was deeply troubling. He said this has created a clouded and confused state of media law. On the other hand, some of the media advocacy groups that had challenged the ruling said it was a big victory. They said this is an opportunity to basically rewrite the rules that will slow media consolidation.
Yeah, just to clarify, this ruling at the appeals court comes in litigation brought by those media advocacy groups against the FCC.
Exactly.
What does it mean for the big media companies that own multiple properties?
Well, it's a good question. There are a lot of media companies like Tribune that have temporary waivers, which have allowed them to own more stations than the caps allowed. They were counting on those to be lifted permanently. Now everything's up in the air. Congress could clearly intervene. But these rule changes last year were pretty unpopular. There was opposition from the left and from the right. And to the extent that Congress modified some of the rules earlier this year, it is not clear how much Congress is going to want to take this up again now, especially, you know, in an election year.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zeroli on today's appeals court ruling on the FCC's regulations of media ownership.